tuned to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7 around the world at KDWA.com. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the very hardworking, the very intelligent, the very knowledgeable, very beautiful, Christy Lundby Hill.
You always make me blush when I come here. Oh my gosh.
And you do that on radio.
Oh, funny. I'm glad nobody can see that.
Why not? No. How the heck are you, Christy?
I'm doing really good. You know, it's picking up in the market, and that always is fun for me. So I like it when it's busy, so it's good.
That was our first question of the day, of course, as it is every show, is how is real estate going? And it's picking up, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Just over the last, like, week or so, all of a sudden, I mean, some houses were kind of coming on and sitting there a little bit, and then since this weekend, it's just been call after call, so things are happening.
Wow, well, that's good. So interest rates, are they holding?
Yeah, they stink, but, you know. You know, I honestly, the Fed talked about dropping rates this year, and they haven't. And so they have stayed around that 7 mark. And, you know, it's okay, though, because they'll probably drop them at some point, maybe next year or so, and then hopefully they'll come down and people can refinance. But I certainly would not wait until they go down, because house prices are not going down and they're just going to be higher. So
right. And you can always refinance, but you can't buy a house that's sold.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, all the parents out there, the young kids, they probably bought houses back in the 90s or early 2000s and then refinanced them. So you can do it.
I bought my first house. It was 12% interest. That was in the early 80s, and that was a good interest rate.
Yeah.
If you got anything below, like, 13%, and what's the first thing you do when the interest rates fall then?
You refinance.
Exactly.
My first house was in 92-ish, I think, and I think I got a 7.75% rate. So
I was going to say, and then after that, real high rate. Things settled down around the 6 to 7%, and that was the normal until just, you know, recently.
6 was very average.
Yes, yes. Sixes. So we're not really that far from that.
No, we're really not. I mean, we're kind of right in that mark where it was pretty average for many, many years.
People were spoiled at the 2 and 3%.
That ain't going to happen again. So.
Exactly. And those rates, I don't think are assumable like the rates were decades ago.
The problem is, even if somebody has an assumable rate, prices have gone up so much, you'd have to cash down $150,000 to cash them out to get those.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
So people don't have enough down payment to put to get to those rates to assume them.
Because I remember when, if you had an assumable rate at like 5.75%, that was a big deal, but they just don't do that anymore.
Well, people have so much equity.
Yeah.
So it's hard to, you can't get two loans. So
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Christy, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676, or you can email Christy Hill, Christy Hill at edinarealty.com.
Okay. Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team.
You bet.
I have to say, I met your husband. What a nice guy. For the first time, how many years have you been doing this? Like,
well, this year is 30 years.
Okay. So, but I mean, not the radio show. So
the radio show.
But
oh, gosh.
5 or 6, maybe 7 or 8. It's
I'm
been a while.
Thinking more than that.
It could be, yes. And I've seen pictures of your husband. I never met him until the last time you were in here. And what a nice guy.
He is pretty awesome.
What great guy.
I got a great one there, and I'm very blessed with him.
I'm thinking he got a great one, too.
Well,
so.
We both did. We just both lucked out.
But what a great guy. I was very impressed.
Yeah, he's
very,
He's a good balance for me because he's more calm and
very laid back.
Laid back, where I'm like, wah, you know.
You just like to get things done.
Yes, I get that from my mom.
Yes, yes, you do. Mm-hmm. You are a lot like your mom.
I am.
And I mean that in the, you know, highest esteem and the, you know, a lot of praise there, because your
Thank
mother
you.
Is a go-getter.
Very direct.
Yes.
Very driven. Yep. And that's yep. kind of what I have.
Yep. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, any houses that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, we've got a new listing at 201 14th Street West. It's a little 1.5 story, and it is $235.
That's a sweet spot.
It's a good price range mm-hmm. on a corner lot.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that one is 2 bedrooms and a den. It doesn't have a legal third bedroom, but somebody could maybe use it if they wanted to mm-hmm. for a nursery or something or office or something. And then we've got 3 of them coming up in the next couple of weeks. I can't give exact addresses because they're not out into the public yet. But we've got a Rambler coming on for $299.9. We've got a country home with a pool that's going to be 6.25. And then we've got a split level on the west side of town for $349.9 coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. You folks are going to be busy.
Yes, we will.
And busy is good.
Yes, it is.
So those are coming up. And again, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to talk to you about any of those?
Yes, my cell phone is 651-216-4676 or email ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com.
Or call Edina Realty 651-437-2121 and ask for it. Christy or anybody on the Lundby Hill team. Our topic of the week, and I didn't know they did a lot of these anymore, but mm-hmm. open houses, pros and cons. In the day and age of virtual tours, let's call them, mm-hmm. I thought a lot of people would do that, but maybe it's, I mean, have you noticed since then that a lot of the people, open houses don't have as many people coming in, and the people that are coming in maybe are the real hard buyers? I mean,
It's tough to say. It's kind of a mishmash.
Okay.
For instance, last week we had a townhome in Cottage Grove on the market for $249.9.
Okay.
And wow. We had an open house the second day that it was on the market, and we already had an offer in the day before. And it was a really good offer, and the sellers were like, I don't want to wait, but should we wait till after the open house? And we were like, sure. You know, and so then we did end up getting another 2 offers from that second day. One was somebody who came through the open house, but when they came through the open house, we were like, you know, we've already had an offer since yesterday and we're going over offers in a few hours. So if you're interested, you know, you got to hurry. And the people that came through mostly did have agents, which is fine. And I think that's good. But why are these agents not taking their buyers through right when it goes on the market? Because then their buyers are stuck in a position that if they like it and it's going fast, they have to rush right after mm-hmm. the open house. So I just think if you are working with an agent, you should be calling them the second you see something, especially in a fast market like this, and say, hey, let's get in the first day. Because there was a house I was going to show another client like about a month ago, and we scheduled to see it, and it was a country home, and we scheduled to see it the second day it was on the market because the buyers couldn't go the first day.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call and they canceled it. They accepted an offer the first day. Somebody obviously wow. came in with a really good offer mm-hmm. that tempted them and they took it. So you can't wait in this market till day 2 or 3 sometimes. And it's not every home.
Okay.
But there are certain ones, first-time homebuyer houses, that's a hot spot. I would say country homes, that's a hot spot. Another one is one-level townhomes. There's a lot of baby boomers that are retiring and want these one-level townhomes, and they are on high demand right now. So I would not wait. This weekend, an out-of-town agent listed a one-level townhome, which I thought was a little on the low end, maybe. And I, Friday night, got a call, and my gosh, we just went through this open house. We want it, you know. And I'm like, oh, I wish I'd known they were looking. I would have brought them through. And my reasoning is, number one, when a buyer goes through an open house, they're tipping their hat if they're interested. Because the list agent who's sitting there is like, they were in here for like 40 minutes. They're like calling relatives and having them come over and look at it. They're yeah. interested. They're going to go higher. So that list agent knows how much that buyer wants the house. And they're talking to him sometimes and telling him too much stuff that they shouldn't be telling him at that open house. So I would rather, and I'm trying to tell my buyers that I'm working with, please, if you see something come up, even if you don't think that you're ready to do something, call me. I'll go through it with you. Or schedule a time that we can go through before the open house so that they're not there to see your interest. Because that person at the open house is representing the seller.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it in that buyer's best interest to be going through the open house if you're like, this is something I might really like?
Okay.
And, you know, you're all, you know, that person at the open house, I mean, most of the time, they're going to tell the seller because they're not representing you.
Right.
How much interest you had. So obviously as, okay, so that's me with my buyer hat on, working for a buyer.
Uh-huh.
Me with my seller hat on, I'm working for the seller. So I like open houses because I love to see buyers coming in and seeing how much interest they have.
You can gauge it where through a computer you can't.
Yes, and if they, you know, there's a lot of agents who, I hate to say this, but maybe ones who aren't from the area that just go, oh yeah, go through that open house because they're too lazy to drive down. You know, and mm-hmm. so then those buyers are talking to me and they're telling me, and you know what? I'm going to pass it on to my sellers because I'm not representing them. So, you know, so open houses have pluses and minuses to them. You know, but I think that people sometimes, especially, you know, if you're not ready. So if you are like, oh, well, we're not real serious. I don't want to bug you. Bug me, please. Please call me. Mm-hmm. This is my job. I do this every day. I'm happy to go see every house that's listed in this area because I want to know what's out there. So if I haven't shown it to someone, I want to go show it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you in a stressed situation where all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I like this. What do I do? And then we're scrambling to get you ready because they're going to offer over offers the next day or something.
Wow.
So that's what happens. And yeah, I was working Friday night till 10 o'clock and out back over to their house getting things ready. It's 8 in the morning on Saturday trying to get all this stuff together because it was one of those scrambles. So that's always a little stressful for all parties involved. And, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of times they're like, well, I'm not serious. But you know what? If you walk in and you like it, you might turn serious. And even if you're not ready, I'd rather be with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, representing the buyer.
Those are some good points. How can folks get a hold of you, Christy?
651-216-4676 or email ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com.
Or call the Hastings Edina Realty office locally here at 651-437-2121 and ask for Christy or anybody on the Lundby Hill team. Would it be a fair statement then to say that multiple offers are somewhat coming back?
I would say in those three groupings, okay. Yes. Not in every other
okay.
grouping. First-time home buyer houses, yes. One-level townhomes, yes. Country homes, sometimes depending on the price range,
okay.
But yes, those are in high demand. So those are the three categories that are the highest demand. I mean, I'm still seeing under four, that move-up home. It's just a little more than first-time home buyers in the 350 range. Once in a while, you get a first-time home buyer with these rates. They're not always going that high, but some of them are pushing themselves to that. But yeah, that range has been pretty good too. Once in a while, if the house is in really good shape, you'll see some multiple offers. So it just depends on how much updating they've done, you know, doing the marketing stuff. There's a lot of different variables. And I like to get in at ground zero when somebody's just starting to go, you know what, we're probably going to go to a one-level townhome in the next year or so. What do we need to do, Christy? I sat down with two people yesterday and said, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. You're going to go get your loan stuff ready because, you know, talk to them about, are you going to do a bridge loan? Are you going to have a loan at the end? How do we get this so you're ready to go when something happens? What do you need to do in your house to get it ready? Is there anything you need to do just so you're getting prepared and have your ducks in a row so that when something comes on, it's not this stress call,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that happens. And I get it. And people go, well, I wasn't thinking I'd like the house so much. Well, call me anyways. You know, serious.
Yeah.
You know, just call me anyways because you want to have private conversations with your agent about your interest in the property and have us talking to the list agent, not you telling them your interest because they're going to use it against you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I hate to say that, but they know. You know, if there's multiple offers, they'll go, well, that one was in here the whole time. They want it. We should counter back to them even higher, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that and people don't think that way. But, you know, it's just kind of the style of, oh, I'll just go through the open house, no harm, no foul. But
and then all of a sudden, boom, it hits them. I like this. I want this.
Yeah. Well, I had another call Sunday from somebody who went through an open house in Eagan and called me and go, Christy, we're standing outside the open house. We love it. And I'm like, okay. I was doing a continued ed class. I'm going to stop that, and I'm going to run up there right now. So I ran up there, chatted with the guy at the open house. He was an older realtor, and chatted with him for quite a bit trying to get info out of him because I know kind of the questions to ask. And and then, you know, and it didn't all – they decided not to do something, but they almost did, and I was just happy they called me right away. But then they, after going through the process, they realized maybe this isn't, this was kind of an impulse thing. And, you know, so, but it's all fun and games until you want the house.
Well, and then again, there again is another great example of why you need a seasoned realtor.
Yeah, and buyers really need to be represented.
Yes, they do.
Because especially in an age where there are multiple offers in these categories especially, you need to have somebody who knows the tricks to pull out of their hat to help you get that house if you want it bad, or the things to help you along the process so you're not so stressed.
You know, I never thought of that, that an open house, the realtor, the seller can gauge the interest. You know, and whoops, when they see that, the dollar bills start ringing in their mind.
Well, it's funny. I'm going to give you a quick analogy
Okay.
Last night I was watching the show Survivor because, I don't know, I got into it with my daughter some years ago, and a new one was out there, and this guy had them play hide and seek.
Okay.
And then they had him talking afterwards, and his point in doing was to see how serious these players were, and if they took the game that seriously, that they were hiding that well, he knew to watch out for them. So it's like people do take your temperaments and how much you are engaging in doing something, and will use it against you sometimes.
Well, yeah, and that's the way life is.
It was very interesting and
free
telling
enterprise.
And I was like, wow,
that's almost like selling real estate. Well, even in our business we can judge that too.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're saying. And that's just the way business is done.
It is.
So one final time, Christy, how can people get a hold of you?
My cell is 651-216-4676.
Or you can call Edina Realty of Hastings at 651-437-2121 and ask for anyone on the Lundby Hill team. Well, thank you very much, Christy. Very interesting topic.
Good.
And we'll have to talk about some of the programs that you've been putting on, because you had one that was very successful.
Yeah, we just had a downsizing and decluttering class. I'm going to do another one in May at the Senior Center.
Okay, and we'll have a date on that?
I don't have it in front of me, but I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Christy.
Okay, thanks.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, Christy Lundby Hill. Again, if you want to get a hold of Christy, you can call her on her cell phone at 651-216-4676, or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121. This is KDWA Hastings.